Boil. A place where the minig was to repeat itself, say it over twice, is lichbel. You're supposed to say it over twice. We're talking about a hallow. Certain psukim in hallow, we say over twice. We say the psukim twice in hallow. Lifshart yifshart. If the minig is to say it just one time, you say it one time. Like we have certain psukim, we say it two times. Certain psukim, we only say it one time. Levorach achro yivorach. If the minig is to make a bracha after hallow, like we do, so make a bracha afterwards. Kaminik ha-Medina. That's the hakol kaminik ha-Medina. That's the Yisrael. Everything you do according to the minig of the Medina. But Rashbam says, lichpo that's the hallow. Certain psukim in hallow, we say twice. Omer Abaye. Loishonu velo yachro. That what we're saying to make a bracha on hallow is totally in the minig. If they do it, do it. If not, not. That's only the bracha achreina. Like we say, bracha d'Hashem, melech mehula batishpochois, that's where we end off at hallow. But to make the first bracha, like we say, Asher Kishon, with Mitzvahis of Sivonu, Likra Yasa Halel, that's mitzvah of Baruch. That for sure you have to make a bracha. That is no machlokes upon. The fun of you have to make a bracha. What's the raya? The Amr of Yudom HaShmuel. Kol HaMitzvahis, or every time before you do a mitzvah, is Mavarach Aleihen Oivar Lasi Yosin. The klal is, before you do the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha. That's the klal by Brichas HaMitzvahis. Before we do the mitzvah, we make a bracha. That's why here also, before we say the halal, we make the bracha. Some of us learn it together, like it's really a achana, a preparation to do the mitzvah. Before you do the mitzvah, you make a bracha, that's preparing yourself to do the mitzvah. Like always the nusach is, asher kidishonu b'mitzvah. Like you makadish, you made us holy because of the mitzvah. That's the way we prepare ourselves before we do the mitzvah. So all mitzvahs, we have to make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is the yisoid is preparing ourselves before we do the mitzvah. But the Gemara now, my mashma the high oiver lishtel diyakdu mehu. How do we know that the pshat from Yehuda Mashmuel, when he said the lashon of that kol hamitzvahs mevorach aleihem oiver lasiyosan, oiver means before. Maybe oiver means if you do the mitzvah. How do we know the lashon oiver means before? Lishtel diyakdu mehu. It's the lishtel of doing something before that. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. There's here because the pasuk says. Vayora tzachimoyetz, derech hakikor, vayavar es hakushi. Hakimoyetz ran, even though he left second, but he ran much faster, and he beat, or he went past hakushi. You see, Lashon Yavar means in front. He went in front of Kushi. That's right, Yavar always means you're being in front, you come first. Abaye Rome Mehoch, Abaye Raya from this posik. For who Ovar lefneyim, he went in front of them. So Lashon Ovar means you go in front. So also, when Yehuda Mashmul said this Lashon of, that kol ha-mitzvahs mevorach aleihem oivah lasi yosin, it means before you do the mitzvah, that's when we're supposed to make the bracha, birchas ha-mitzvahs. And ikad yamri, some say mihocha from this posik. Posik says, vayavor malkom lifneihem vashem baroshim. It says vayavor and it says lifneihem, they went in front of them. Mash meloshin vayavor always means in front. You have to do it first. So that's the yisoid of birchas ha-mitzvahs is, you have to make the bracha beforehand. Matanya, we look like this. Rebbe koifu bo devorim. Rebbe says when you say hello, you have to be koifu bo devorim. What does that mean? Rashbam says, top Rashbam here, koifu bo devorim means mat. Hoya koifu, mi borach habo lamate. Just from the end of hello. Devorim means just a little bit. Like we do. The last capital, we always say two times. Borach habo v'shem Hashem, we say the psukim two times. Kel Hashem, we yolon, we say it two times. But just these last three psukim, four psukim, he used to say twice. That's all. That's called Devorim. Hey, Baruch Habo Lamata. That's what Rebbe used to do. Much before that, the way we do, we say On Hashem Hashina, we say it two times. He didn't do that. Rebbe Lezer Ben Parkia Moisev Bo Devorim. He added more psukim, more words to repeat it in Hallel. My Moisev, what did he add? Amar Abaye Moisev Lichbo Meoidecho Lamata. Like we do. That's when we start saying it twice. Oidecho kiani soni, this pasuk we say twice, and every masim we say twice. Meis Hashem, Zayayoy, Manu Hashem, Manu Hashem. We said he took him twice. Just like he did. Nichba bar mi oidecho lamata. Doresh Rav Avia, zimnin omolei mishmei de Rav. When Rav Avira said this drosha, sometimes he said it over in the name of Rav. The zimnin, and sometimes, omolei mishmei de Ravashi. He said it over the name of Ravashi. Or some say Ravami. Or Ravashi, some say, tell them what the Gersu is. That my Dechsiv, what's shown in the post, it says by Rashi, it says, Vayigdol ha-yeled, Vayigomel. says Pasha by Avram Avinu, when he finished with the son of Yitzchak, Vayigdal Hayelad Vayigomel, that he finished and then he made a Suda. Is Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasoy Suda L'Tzadikim V'Yom SheYigmol Chasda L'Zara Shel Yitzchak. And lastly, in Moshe Mashiach comes the time when Hashem will be Goymol Chasodim to the children of Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also make a Suda then. It's also that Kodesh Baruch Hu last day Suda to make a Suda, a big party, a big meal, let Tzadikim for the Tzadikim, v'yayim she'igmo chastet l'zara shal Yitzchak. Li'acha shoichlem, v'shoichlem, after they get finished eating that Suda, and after they get finished drinking by that Suda, is noisten roi li'avrom avinu kaysh avroch. Right, so they're going to be mechabed, Avrom avinu, you should be the one at the bench. We'll be mechabed you. So kaysh avroch l'avroch, you should bench and be mighty everybody. The Yom Alehen and Avram Avinu will answer back to them, Eini Mevorach, no, I'm not going to bench. Why? Sheyot Sinimenu Yishmuel. Because all my children weren't pure, even though I had Yitzchak, I also had Yishmuel. So therefore Avram Avinu did not want to bench. Yom Alehen Yitzchak, so then they're going to tell Yitzchak, so you bench. Tayel Baruch, you go and bench now. Oymalhem, so Yitzchak will also answer back, Eini Mevorach, no, I don't want a bench. Sheyotzi Memenu Esav, because Esav came out of me. So my children weren't all tzaddikim, I don't want a bench. Oymalhem, Yaakov, Teilo Baruch. So tell Yaakov Avinu, you go and bench now. Oymalhem, Yaakov will answer back, Eini Mevorach, no, I don't want a bench. Why not? I, all his children were tzaddikim. Shenasasi Shtei Achoyis Bechayim. Because I married two sisters when they're both alive. Shasida Teiro Liyason alive. That eventually the Torah says you're not allowed to marry two sisters. So when Yaakov Avinu married them, it was Kaidaman Torah, it was Mutra do it. And even according to the Rishonim that learned that the Ovis were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, but they said that's only in Eretz Yisrael they were Mekayim it. But the Chutz Laaretz, they weren't Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. So that's what Taka Rochel was Mace. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, Rochel was Mace. Because then when Yaakov came into Eretz Yisrael, Hitaka wasn't living with two sisters, only with one. But I call upon him, when he was living with the two sisters, Yechura, that's something that the Torah is going to ask later. So therefore, Yaakov felt he also wasn't pure. Other Mepharshim want to learn, Ab Chaim wants to say a Torah, that the Yisrael, you're not allowed to marry two sisters, means the Kedushin. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. He wants to learn, Kerdaman Torah, Manashach, they didn't have a Din Kedushin yet. So then when Yaakov Avinu married Rachel, like they married Leah, the Kedushin wasn't Chal. So there's no Issim Midiraisa to marry the other sister. Like it's only Yosef, if you can make Kedushin, you're not allowed to be married to two sisters. Right. But I call upon him, even though Yaakov did, it was mutter, but he didn't want to bench because he did something that eventually this meister would be also to do. So he felt he wasn't worried to bench. Omar loyla Moshe. So then they'll tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Toyla Baruch, you go and bench now. So that's his B'shach Chiyas HaNesim. All the tzaddikim will be here. Is it told Moshe Rabbeinu, you go and bench now by this Suda? Oyma lehem eini Mevorach. Moshe also answered back, no, I don't want to bench. Shiloi zachisi likonat le'at Yisrael. I wasn't zecha to go into Eretz Yisrael, loy v'chayev, loy v'moisi. I wasn't buried there, my mace, and I wasn't alive there. So if I didn't have this chus of being there, I don't want a bench. And Rashi says, loy v'rashpam, loy v'moisi, shenikpa mul beis por. He was buried outside Eretz Yisrael. Loy zocho atz moisov likornes boretz. And even his bones didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Ki atz mois yosef, like atz mois yosef. Yosef's bones, I call upon him, were in Eretz Yisrael. Shenikpa beretz, ki the siv, vi atz mois yosef korvu b'shem. It means Moshe Rabbeinu was made in Chutz Loretz, and then he over as a yardin. Afidu liyacha misi, even after misi, he wasn't brought to Eretz Yisrael. But Yavrat Moshe as a yardin, my bones never went to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Moshe did not want a bench. Is Oymalel Yeshua Terlo Baruch? So they told Yeshua, you should go on bench. Omalem, Yeshua said back, no, I also have something wrong with me. Eini mevorach shloiz dechis leben. I never had a child. I didn't have a den. I don't want a bench. The Yafsir, the Pasuk says, Yeshua ben Nun, Nun v'noi Yeshua v'noi. Just ends off that Yeshua, that the father had Yeshua, and it doesn't say Yeshua's children. Mashmi Yeshua didn't have any children. Shrashi, Nun v'noi Yeshua v'noi, v'mishpachas Ephraim, choshub divra yomim, ad Yeshua. Just says that the generation is down until Yeshua. V'loi mishka kro brol Yeshua. The Pasuk never says that Yeshua had a son. Mashmi Yeshua did not have a son, therefore Yosef did not want a bench. Is Oma Oimel Ela David? In front of they told David Amelech, you should bench. Tehila Baruch. Oimalahem, so he answered back, Ani Yavorach, very good, I'll bench. Veli Nolavor, to me it's very good that I should bench. Shenemar, it says in Pasatilim, Kais Yeshua Sesso, Vashem Hashem Ekrum. I'll pick up the Kais of Hashem, and Vashem Hashem Ekrum, I'll give back Shvach to Akta Kodesh Baruch Hu. There is David HaMelech, he was Malumid, that Kisaydi had Tzara throughout his life, and he always used to daven to Hashem, and Hashem helped him. So he was always having Atzlach, he's having Yeshuas. So for him, it's good to bench over a Kais, like Kais Yeshua Sesso, pick up a Kais, that's the, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Yeshua from it. Exactly what this means, I don't know, but Zohar is Zohar. Right, Mishnah says, Ein maftirin achra pesach afikoymin. By a seder by night, after they have the Pesach, the klal is ein maftirin. You're not allowed to be maftir, we'll soon see what that means. Achra pesach afikoymin. You have to eat afikoymin. By Pesach, you can't be maftirin. So what does that mean? The Rashbam learns, maftirin means loshen ha nifta mechaveroi. Somebody leaves his friend, goes away from his friend. Kolayma, kishen eftarim in asuda, when a person leaves the suda. Whereas ein maftir means, how are you supposed to be taught to leave the meal? How do you leave the table and say that by night? Ein mesayamim oisai b'afikoymin. You don't end it off with the afikoymin. Well, the Gemara before, the Gemara will explain what does it mean. So Lashon is, ein maftir, you don't leave the suda achar ha-pesach afikoymin. After the Pesach with the afikoymin, you don't leave the suda that way. Soon see what does it mean. So the Gemara, my afikoymin. What does it mean not to leave the suda with an afikoymin? What is the afikoymin? Is Omar Rav, Rav learns Pshatis, Shlo Ya'akru Mechabura Lachabura. When you get finished eating by one table, don't pick yourself up and eat by another table. You can't move to eat from one Chabura, one bunch of group of people, to another group of people. So that's Rashbam. Omar Rav, Shlo Ya'akru Mechabura Lachabura. Means Acha Shochlo Pesach Lachabura. If you finish eating your Korban Pesach with one group of people, Lo Ya'achu Bechabura Cheres. Don't go to walk to another group of people. Lechol, to eat there, loy pas v'loy shum dover. Not only can't eat the Korban Pesach there by the second table, but you can't even eat bread there, or anything you can't eat by the second table. Why? Gezerah, we're afraid, dilma also l'mechlas ha-Pesach. Maybe you'll come to eat your Korban Pesach at a second table. B'shnei mekaymes, at two different places, and that's also to do. V'yanan t'nan stomam, we learned the Stam Mishnah before, Kriyav Yehuda, the Ketzat Zerlin. The Pesach Necha B'Shtei Chaburis. That yes. If you have one Korban Pesach that belongs to 20 people, the 20 people are allowed to divide up into two groups, and 10 people eat it here, and 10 people eat it there. That you could do. The one animal, the one Korban, you could divide up into two different groups. That's good. But you, the person that's eating, you have to eat your portion only in one place. You can't eat from the Korban in two different places. Wherever you start eating, that's where you have to finish. That was the Stam Mishnah before. Now, Vahach Milsa de Rav, what Rav is saying here now, Ukmei Hosam B'Shas Achila. We're talking about now B'Shas you're eating. B'Shas you're eating the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat at one table, and then continue eating at another place. You can't eat the Korban Pesach at two different places. Avol Yachar Achila, but once you got finished eating your Korban Pesach, Yocho Leker. You're allowed to get up and go someplace. Loi mahalo, the chabura cheres, not yes. If you're not eating anymore, just to say halo someplace else, that you're allowed to. Loi kopa del lecho bebez mekoimis. The yisr is only, you're not allowed to eat. The korban pesach are two different chaburas. When you start eating in one chabura, you have to eat it at this place we started to eat. You can't go to another table and continue eating someplace else. Avo lecho dvorim acherim, the mekoimam arishan shari rav. But Rav holds, even after you finish eating your Korban Pesach, you're allowed to eat dessert if you want. There's no issur to eat after the Korban Pesach. The issur is only not to eat it at another place. But at the same table where you started to eat and you finished your Pesach, Korban Pesach, you're allowed to eat more. That's out Rav. Olbovad, shelo yaka loichlenim chabur acheres. The only thing that's wrong is, if you want to continue eating, you can't continue eating by another chabur, another place. But this is Rav's din. And Rashbam is saying it means even to eat other foods. Not only the Korban Pesach can't you eat someplace else, but even continue eating your meal at another table is also wasser. Because as Xavier were afraid, maybe you'll come to eat the Korban Pesach also by the other table. This is Rav Din. Now behind the Pola Galei Shmuel, we'll soon see, the Gemara right away brings down Shmuel Shita, Rebbe Yochanan, and Rebbe Yochanan argue, V'yamru, they say no. Kol dover also lechel, like we hold. That after you finish to pay the Korban Pesach, or the way we eat the Afikoyim and Zechel Korban Pesach, after you eat the last matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything, even at the same table. That's what Rabbi Yechon, that's Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel saying. That the army called over also lechon. Anything that starts to eat. Afilo bechaper also rishonim. Even at your first table where you start to eat. Yeah. Like we'll soon see the Gemara. Good. So the kid said this is Rav's din. Rav's learns the only isser is you can't move to another table, another chabur and eat there. But at the same place, you're allowed to continue eating. Ushmuel Lama Shmuel says no. Kigoin or Diloyi Li. If I want to have dessert, it's also for me to have dessert after I have the Korban Pesach. That's what it means here. A Maftir and Acha Pesach Abbekoim is after you have the Pesach, you can't eat Nachbekoim. It means you can't have dessert afterwards. So what is this? What are Diloyi? Li Ugazlai Liyaba. So he learns Rashbam are the lawyer's type of mushrooms. That's what he used to have for dessert. And Rav, Liaba, which is Rav, he used to eat guzlai. He used to eat roasted chicken, he used to eat for dessert. And other herbs he used to eat. So these things he can't eat after Korban Pesach. The Rav Chanina bar Shelo, Rabbi Yechon Omar, could go in tomorrow. He can't even eat dates. Koloyas, roasted wheat. Viagoizim. Kolois, anyway, this is Chorz Chomet, sorry. Kolois, Lavdaf Kuit, maybe other things. Sorry, Kolois roasted. Maybe it's from the Tat Chomet, see you. Oh, the Agoizen, and nuts. You know, after the Korban Pesach, you can't eat anything. Vartanya Kavosa to Rabbi Yechon, I'll bring you right to Rabbi Yechon, that the din is, Ein Maftirin Achara Pesach. After Korban Pesach, Ein Maftirin. You're not allowed to take anything else with you. Like, you can't end off anything else after the Pesach. To go in, what things are also to eat after the Korban Pesach? Tomorrow, even teeth, regular dates, kloya, something roasted, be a geizim, and nuts, even these things are also teeth. Now, that's the way Rav Yechon says the din. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ein maftirin achar matzo afikoymin. Not only can't you eat after the Korban Pesach, this man was Korban Pesach, but this man hazeh, that we have no Korban Pesach, still there's this halacham, after you eat the matzo for afikoymin, you're not allowed to eat anything else. That you can't leave the meal after the Korban Pesach eating something else, eating an afikoymen, eating some dessert. So to the itself in the Mishnah, achar Pesach, only if this man eat the Korban Pesach, then there's an issue, you're not allowed to eat any other food after you wait the Korban Pesach. Who doloi? Avol yacha matzah maftirin. The mashma, after you ate matzah, then you are allowed a pot to go away eating something else. You could eat something else after the afikoyim if it's only matzah. The Gemara answers nothing. Now, Mishnah is not a kasha on Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Mishnah means that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying like this. Loi mi boi komar, not only this. That means, loi mi boi, not only, acha matzah, tloi nofesh tamayu. The Mishnah is saying, not only after matzah, pshiti, you're not allowed to eat anything else. Like we do now. We don't have the Korban Pesach. We only have the afikoymen, so after the afikoymen, you're not allowed anything else. Why not? Because we want the tam of the afikoymen, which is zechel korban pesach, to stay in your mouth. That should be the last taste you have in your mouth. That should stay in your mouth the whole night. So we understand if you only ate matzah, we understand you can't eat something else. Why? Nofish tamayu. Matzah doesn't have that strong of a taste. So if you eat anything else after it, it's going to take away from the taste of the matzah. Therefore, you're not going to end off with a taste of matzah. Avol yachra Pesach, mashenkin mismanda beis amigdish. Should have the Korban Pesach. Here I would think maybe to nafish time. If you eat the meat at the end of the meal, you're supposed to eat the olive slave of when you're satisfied already. So now at the end of the meal, you eat the Korban Pesach. Now the meat has a gzunta tam. It goes into your mouth and stays inside you for a long time. The nafish tamayu, it's a good taste and a strong taste that stays a long time. And you can't take away that taste so good. Like so fast. Even if you eat something else after it, it's not going to take away the taste of the meat. Less lunbo, maybe there's no issa to eat after the Pesach, Korban Pesach, Kamash Balon. That's what our Mishnah tells us. In other words, not only like Yehuda Mashmul says, after matzah you can't eat, but the Mishnah says the bigger Kiddush. Even after the Korban Pesach also you can't eat. That's a Kiddush, because even though the tam, the taste stays in your mouth a long time, I would think there's no issa. Kamash Balon, there's still an issa. Like we do, he's supposed to have the afikoymen. At the end of the meal, we eat matzah. Zeicher lematzah hanachilas ma'pesach. It's zeicher not so much for the Korban Pesach, but it's a zeicher for the matzah that we used to eat this man shabbes amitishkayim. Bikricha. Because then we used to be in the kind of the mitzvah the way you're supposed to have matzah, some rorim, yachluhu, that they used to eat the matzah and the morah and the korban pesach all together. And when did they eat the korban pesach? Ala saiva, after they were satisfied already. So you used to eat the matzah, shel mitzvah, bizman, the basic mikdash, at the end of the meal. Vizuhi matzah b'sua, and that's the cracked matzah that we have, shel noeslam b'achroina, we eat p'shem afikoimin, l'shem choiva. Now, so the Rashbam really is learning that the whole chiyuv to eat matzah, pesach by night, is really the afikoimin. That's the yikir chiyuv. Just like the zman, the basic mikdash, the yikir achilas matzah was b'shas, you ate the pesach, which was eaten at the end of the meal. So the Zman is there also. The Yikah Mitzvah Smatzah we do is the Afikoin. So Rashbam is bothered by then, how come we make a Bracha Al Achilas Smatzah at the beginning? Why don't we wait to make the Bracha Al Achilas Smatzah at the end when we eat the Afikoin? Rashbam says, We are forced, like we have to make the Bracha Al Achilas Smatzah at the beginning. Afal Pi Shein L'Shum Choyva. Even though that matzah we eat at the beginning of the meal is not the Ikka mitzvah. We're not being the kind of mitzvah then. So what's the svar? Why do we make a bracha then? So the Rashbam, we'll see Tosfos also, we had a svar before in the Gemara, to the Yomer of Chizaliel, Kavi Morer, to the Yacha Shemila Krisa Menenu, Hei Chayzim of Baruch Olov. Rav Chizal said a svar before, if somebody only has Morer, Pesach by night. So we know there's an inyatav karpas before the meal. First you dip the morah, then into the chareitzas to do b'taras karpas. So even though then is not the zman ha-mitzvah, really the zman to do the mitzvah morah should be first laid on. We need the matzah morah later. That should be the inyatav morah. Still, since if you only have morah, you have to do the karpas, Rav Chizda says you make your bracha al achilas morah then, b'shash you eat the morah for karpas. Even though we hold mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, and you're not being mekayim the mitzvah then, The Yikah Mitzvah is the second morah you eat later. Still, we said you have to make a bracha right away. And the Chizda Svar was, it's not right to first fill yourself up eating the morah, and then first later make the bracha al achilas morah. So you see, when you start eating it, even though that's not the Ma'aseh Mitzvah yet, but like this is the beginning of the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. So you make the bracha now, even though you first be making the mitzvah morah later. So Rashbam says it's the same thing by matzah also. We make the bracha al achilas matzah at the beginning of the meal, the first time we eat the matzah, because of Chizda Svarim, it's not nice first eat the matzah and then make the bracha later. But really, you makayim the mitzvah with the afikoimin. That's the Rashbam Shita. We're not being makayim the mitzvah with the rice of eating matzah by the first achila. But we make a bracha now like a Chizda Svarim. This is the Rashbam Shita. Other Rishonim argue and say no, that we hold with makayim the ikka mitzvah b'shas the first matzah. So weiter. Acha sadiq was gonna be. Rashbam just ends off. Over matzah bizman hazeh mari. Avada, we're talking about matzah bizman hazeh. The leka pesach vador. The bizman dika pesach hobed yitnan. A maftir and acha pesach av bekoimen. Vaino echa acha pesach u matzah nechelos himoi. Weiter. Acha pesach udoloi. So there are kashen and gudam shmuels. Mash moni yet to come in Pesach. Ochel bezman diika Pesach. The ein ochel after becoming an akra Pesach. The amatzah shimoi. Mashenk an akra matzah bloy Pesach maftirin. You could. And Mori says no. That the Mishnah means a chiddush. Not only after matzah can't you, but even bezman with the korban Pesach also you can't eat afterwards. Even though it's a big time, stays a long time, still you have this halacha you shouldn't eat after the korban Pesach. Right. So tomorrow, name them assignment. Let's bring a raya to have you, Dama Shmuel. The what? It says a din, a tesefto, hasuf ganma. We have like sponge cake. We have dushanim like honey cake. We have skirito like very flat matzis. Is oda memala karisa mehem. The person is allowed to eat this Pesach by night and fill yourself up with it. These things are not chomets. You made sure it didn't come with a chomets. And a din matzah these things don't have. Is like Rashbam says, a sufgana means rekikin or srin kismug like a sponge. Since the dough is very soft, ain't teres lechem lehem. It doesn't have a shame lechem. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah matzah with these things. For matzah, you need lechem. Lechem oini. So when you eat this sponge cake like, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah matzah. To shanim metugim b'shem nudvash, like a honey cake. Also, v'yein a lechem oini and a lechem osher. That's not called, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah pesach, matzah, because it's lechem osher. So the kids, so these type of breads here, cakes, you're allowed to eat it Pesach by night. You're allowed to fill yourself up with it. But providing you have to eat the kazayas matzah, like the afikomen, at the end, that has to be the last thing you eat. So it's a diet. Pachroinin. Like if you only have a little bit, plus what's on the head, the guy only has the kazayas matzah. So you only have the kazayas matzah, this really writes the Rashbam Shita. That the ikka mitzvah matzah is tida at the end of the meal, when you're filled up already. So if you only have one kazayas matzah, kedai, first fill yourself up with these type of cake. Kedai, at the end of the meal, when you're ready full, then you'll eat the matzah, l'shem, mitzvah matzah. Because that's called our seiva. So you have to eat the matzah b'achroinin. So it's a diyak, b'achroinin, you can only eat the matzah at the end. But rishayin alai, mashma, if you eat the matzah at the beginning, you're not allowed to eat the cake afterwards. So it's a right.